We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, keep listening. I'll give you the code word after the interview. But joining us right now in the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Dennis Dodd, national college football writer for CBSSports.com. Dennis, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Joe, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. And Dennis, want to ask you, right off the bat, there's a zillion great stories, especially after this past week and what took place. A lot of stuff's been being written about Urban Meyer losing a little bit. Doesn't seem like himself. They're kind of getting on him because he gets blown out by Purdue. Of course, still got a great football team. What's been your take on Urban Meyer since he's been back from his suspension?
Well, I think they've won all their games until Saturday.
Right.
I think he said it perfectly, that it exposed a lot of the shortcomings that they had. They're just not very good defensively. You saw that when those Purdue running backs got to the second level. They have two pros at tailback, I think a lot of people say, J.K. Dobbins and Mike Weber. They were ineffective. Which probably reflects on the offensive line, and they had to throw 73 times. The biggest thing was, this has now happened 2 years in a row. The 31-point loss to an unranked Iowa and a 29-point loss to an unranked Purdue that had lost to Eastern Michigan.
Mm.
And my take out of that, I don't know anything about, I think we'd all look bad physically if we lost a game like that. I think the Big Ten office is rooting like hell for Michigan to win the rest of their games, because if the committee releases their first rankings a week from today, if they're sitting there at the end of the season trying to separate teams and they come across Ohio State, Purdue, 29 points, what is this? They have to think back to that Iowa game. This has happened 2 years in a row.
Well, speaking of Michigan for a second, I saw Jim Harbaugh. He didn't like the whole pregame stuff with Michigan State, the rivalry kind of back there in the Michigan-Michigan State stuff, and all the stuff that happened pregame. What'd you think about that?
Oh, it never left. Coach D has kept that thing alive. Antonio, he'd been 8-2 since the little brother comment 10 years ago. So, that's a great rivalry. I've been up close to it. There is, I call it hate week, because – it is. I mean, you saw what happened. I mean, Jim Harbaugh conflated a breach, I guess, in the warm-up line of Michigan State. And they clotheslined our guy! Wait a minute. None of that happened. And then what was it? Devin Bush, like a petulant little child, claws up the field. It's great theater. I loved it. But I think the story to come out is, yeah, Michigan is absolutely the best team in the Big Ten, and I think they're playoff worthy.
Well, that's going to be a fun game. All of a sudden, you can't wait for another Michigan-Ohio State game. I want to ask you about this one. It's early. I know better than to say this, but I'm going to do it anyway. It looks like, and would you be surprised if Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame are all undefeated when it's all said and done with this regular season?
No, not at all. In fact, I think it could happen. They don't play each other, so that makes it more likely. Alabama, I don't have to talk about.
No.
Clemson doesn't face another ranked team.
Nope.
To go, I think their two toughest games are at Boston College and at Florida State, which is this week, I think. And then Notre Dame, they have to go to Northwestern, which seems to be a diminishing threat, and then USC, which I don't know what's had the wheels of fall off there. They're playing a third string quarterback, so it looks like that absolutely could happen.
What about UCF? Just to follow up with them, undefeated. They're still upset. They can't move past 10 in both polls, and I know people are getting on. They're a little upset with ESPN and not giving them respect. And
yeah,
what's your thoughts?
There's a storm brewing on the horizon, and it's going to start next Tuesday if they're still undefeated. And it's going to end on December 1st when you're sitting there with a team with a 25-game winning streak that has done everything it can do to go get Power 5 opponents, had one wiped out by a hurricane, beat Auburn in the bowl game last year, won a game without its starting quarterback, may have to win multiple games without that. And if it's, you know, if it's about the eye test, which got Alabama in last year, when, you know, that there wouldn't have been a credible playoff without Alabama, which didn't win its division and was allowed to play in. This is the next best conference next to the Power Five, the American. I think UCF has more than proved itself. I'm not going to give you an opinion on where they should be. I just think there's going to be hell to pay if, say, in that first poll, they're behind a two-loss team, which could happen. Absolutely could happen. I think they can beat anybody in the country above them, obviously below them, above them, except Alabama. And nobody can beat Alabama.
Wow. Well, it's just weird saying that, too, because UCF, they're trying to do everything they can. I think their last loss, like you said, was December 17, 2016 in a bowl game. It really is remarkable what's happening there in Orlando. But are they
change coaches? Change coaches
yeah,
during that time?
That's it. I was going to bring that up. They've changed coaches. They've changed regimes. Everything has changed, yet they're still winning. I can't believe it's still happening.
Yeah. No, all credit to them. I mean, you just have to watch them play. I think they can – look, if Ohio State, with that disaster on Saturday, is still in the playoff running, and you're going to say UCF's schedule isn't good enough, that we got a problem.
Yeah. You know what it kind of reminds me of? I don't know if it does for you. Oh, Boise State. Remember, then teams just got Boise State. We'll play you. We'll do a 1-1. We'll play at your place. You come play. No. We're going to skip on you, Boise State. It feels like that a little bit right now, doesn't it?
It does. And in retrospect, those were nationally competitive teams. They played in multiple BCS bowls. Off those teams, those Chris Peterson teams, there were multiple pros that he coached up. They weren't necessarily five stars coming out of high school, and they should have been allowed to play for it. You're absolutely right.
All right, Dennis, I want to go to your power rankings just for a second because it looks on CBSSports.com, that's where Dennis Dodd's power rankings are up. It looks like the collision course is set now, right? Alabama, LSU, end of the season. Like, this is going to be the game to see if the SEC gets two teams in that playoff or not?
Yeah, I think when Georgia lost, that diminished the chances, but that's still not out of the realm of possibility. Alabama, LSU, November 3rd. Game of the Century 3, but consider this. I've started writing this. It may not matter if Alabama loses. Think about that. If they lose a close game, the field goal, and are you going to drop them out of the top four? And that means LSU then has to follow through, win the division, and play for the SEC. If they don't, Alabama does. And even if they don't, you drop them out of the top four. The committee didn't last year. This is supposed to be Nick Saban's best team, at least I think it is, at Alabama. I'm just wondering, does it matter if Alabama wins or not?
No. I think you bring up a great point there. And speaking of the SEC, we got to ask us, we got so many Gator fans down here. Can the Florida Gators beat Georgia?
Absolutely. I think some people are trying to make this bigger than it is. It's for supremacy in the SEC East. Let's go one step at a time.
Correct.
Yes, Georgia's considered a national program right now. I think they have to win this game because they lost their manhood at LSU. If they don't win this game, all their goals for the season go out the window. Florida, I think they're still on an upward arc. If they don't win this game, if they do, wow, fantastic. Dan Mullen has done it. I think he's already done it a lot. Taking care of at least my number two team in the country, LSU, and ran up 200 yards rushing on them. That's pretty darn impressive. So this is going to be one of the epic cocktail parties. First time in 13 years game day there. That's hard to imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tells you how bad those teams have been.
No, I know. I've seen it.
Mediocre,
That's right.
Wow. And did I read it right? Florida's won 6 of the last 10 of these games? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, 6 of the last 10, and inside that, I think Georgia's won 4 of the last 7. Both things are possible.
Wow. Hey, Dennis, I want to ask you real quickly, too. Miami, after losing to Virginia, now got to go on the road again to Boston College. I think a more physical team. What do you think happens there?
Boston College is going to be really hard to play. I think they're going to be hard to play, at least for a while, against Clemson because they are so physical. Steve Adazio has established something there. I haven't checked. I think A.J. Dillon is still out. You guys may know. I didn't check this week. But that's going to be tough. and the shuffling of the quarterbacks. Apparently, Nikosi Perry has no money worries.
No, if they're all hundreds, we're trying to figure if the front one was 100 and the rest are just dollar bills, though. We're not sure yet, Dennis.
I don't know what's going on there, but, you know, the shift to the quarterbacks, we'll see how that goes. They've lost something offensively. The defense, I don't think, ever dropped off, but that was really, really disappointing against Virginia, and they need to get it back.
Dennis Dodd, national college football writer for CBSSports.com, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Thank you for your time, Dennis.
Thanks,
we appreciate
it. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you again soon down the road.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much.
You got it.
See you, Rip. Dennis Dodd there.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.